Excellent. So first of all, can you tell us a bit about the research and your findings that you've done?
Yes, we surveyed over 700 patients and carers in the UK, and what we found was that more than half of GPs initially dismissed the patient's symptoms as nothing to worry about. But the flip side of that is that nearly two-thirds of people actually dismiss their own symptoms. So we have a problem here with lack of awareness of the signs and symptoms of pancreatic cancer in both primary care among GPs and also the public. And, you know, one in five patients had to wait 2 to 3 months from reporting their symptoms to be referred to a specialist doctor. Now, pancreatic cancer is a disease that is pretty aggressive. And for patients to have to wait that long, it could make the difference between being treatable or not being very treatable, and we need to speed up that process.
So in your eyes, how do you think that process could be speeded up? How could we improve early detection?
Well, there are a number of ways. First of all, we need more funding. We need funding into methods to detect it early. We don't have a blood test or anything like that to detect pancreatic cancer currently, so we have to rely on imaging such as ultrasound or CT scan. And what we need is GPs to be more aware of the key signs and symptoms of pancreatic cancer, aware that new onset diabetes not associated with weight gain can occur 1 to 2 years before diagnosis, aware that drugs they may be prescribing for patients for indigestion, like omeprazole, lansoprazole, they really work for normal indigestion, but if they're not working, they need to investigate that patient. So there's lots of messages there. We do that at Pancreatic Cancer Action through our e-learning modules for GPs, also for hospital doctors, and also now new out for this year for pharmacists, who are a very key healthcare professional who can help us with this early diagnosis. But we know from research that we've done among the public that only 6% know about the symptoms of pancreatic cancer across the UK. And, you know, that's incredibly low, because I'm sure they can name symptoms of other cancers. So we have a big job to do to inform the public about what they should be looking out for. And we've got public awareness campaigns going on right now through our Pancreatic Cancer Aware campaign, with advertisements in washrooms of major railway stations, motorway service areas, 100 co-ops across the country, and et cetera, et cetera. So also, we need to get the messages out to people that, you know, they know their own bodies. So if they've got symptoms that are not normal for them, are persisting and perhaps getting worse, they need to go to their doctor.
OK, Ali, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much
indeed. Cheers, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.